Today we are learning Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan, hopefully finishing up the second perek of Maseches Moed Katan. So we are holding already at the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The last Mishnah discussed doing things that involve excessive tircha on Chol HaMoed, burden on Chol HaMoed. So now our Mishnah is going to talk about other things that are not really full-fledged malachos. Mechapin esaktios, one is allowed to cover up the figs that he has lying out in the field to dry, bekash, with straw, because if he's afraid it's going to rain and they're going to get all wet, so he can cover them up with straw. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ma'abin. Rabbi Yehuda says you're even allowed to be ma'abe, cover them up in a ma'abin kind of way. The Gemara is going to discuss what in the world that means. Mochrei peros ksus v'kelim mochrim betzimel tzarech ha'moed. People who sell clothing and kelim are allowed to sell privately, even though it's usher to sell these things if there's no yontif need for them. But even when you're selling them l'tzarech ha'moed, you should still do it in a private way, because less people might look at you and think you're selling it when it's not a yontif need for them. So even if you're selling it with a yontif need, it should be done privately. Hatzayadin, people who are hunters, who trap birds and fish and all the right to go to eat. Vadeshoshos, and people who crush up grain. Vagrosos, and people who grind up beans. Osin b'tzimel l'tzarech ha'moed. All these things you should only do privately, so that people don't think that you're doing this for some other need than needs for yantif. You can only do it for needs of yantif, and even then you should do it privately. Rabbi Yossi Yomer hemechmir alatzim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, people who do these things, they're machmir on themselves to do it on yantif. We'll explain in the Gemara what in the world that means. So first of all, we have to translate the terms in the Mishnah. What does mechapin mean, and what does ma'abin mean? We said you have these figs drying in your field. That one opinion says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be mechapeh them, you're allowed to cover them, and the other one says ma'abin. So what's the difference between mechapeh and ma'aveh? So pligi barab chi barab of Rabbi Yassi. There's a machlok of chi barab and Rabbi Yassi. V'tarvayu, mishrei d'chizkei of Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them say in the name of Rabbi Chizkei and Rabbi Yochanan. Chadam or mechapin aklushei, ma'abin asmuchei. One says mechapin means to cover it up lightly, and the other one says ma'abin means to cover it up with a lot of branches on top of the figs to protect them. A complete covering. No, mechapin means whether you put just a few branches to cover them or a bunch of branches, but ma'abin means osnoso kamin kri, to make like a giant pile of them, so that the out of the figs themselves, so that the upper figs will protect the lower figs, and only then, once you made that pile, to then cover it up with some sort of straw. Tanya namiyachi ma'abin osnoso kamin kri div Rabbi Yehuda. We have Bryce that says exactly like that. That ma'abin means to make like a giant pile and then cover them up with some sort of straw. So main point number one, machlokas tanayim, how to cover figs that are drying in a field, and a machlokas amorayim, what the tanayim mean. Whether you're allowed, machlokas amorayim, whether you're allowed to only cover them lightly, cover them heavily, or even pile them and then cover them. Okay, mochrei peres ksus v'kelim mochrim betzina. Those who sell clothing and kelim have to do it betzina, the Mishnah said. So Rabbi Yossi then added that he machmir al atzman. What does Rabbi Yossi mean by that? That they're machmir on themselves. Ubayalu. So the people in the yeshiva weren't sure. What does he mean? Hey, nechmir al atzman d'lav avdi klal. Are we saying that the people who did these things were machmir, that they wouldn't do the malach on Chol HaMoed at all, even privately? And it turns out Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir than the Tanna Kamma. Odilmor, maybe what Rabbi Yossi means to say is davu avdi betzina, that those who would do this only privately were being extra machmir. But really, meikar adin, they didn't have to do it privately. They could have done it even publicly, and therefore Rabbi Yossi is coming to be more lenient than the Tanna Kamma. Tashmalik Marcel, let's bring a raya to answer this. What's Rabbi Yossi doing? Mochrei peres ksus v'kelim mochrim betzina l'tzarech ha'moed. Rabbi Yossi omer. So those who sell fruits and clothing and kelim could do it only privately, Tanna Kamma says. But Rabbi Yossi omer, tagari tveria, those who sell these things in Tveria, heinu chmiru atzman shelo yehu mochrin kalikur, that they wouldn't sell at all on Chol HaMoed. So you see, Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir. Similarly, tzadichai yavavos v'dagim tzadim betzina l'tzarech ha'moed. Tanna Kamma says bird trappers and hunters are allowed to do this privately when there's a need for moed. Rabbi Yossi omer, tzadiyako heinu chmiru atzman shelo yitzadim kalikur, that they wouldn't do it at all in certain place in Akko. The Shoshe Chilka of Targim Targis Vitisne doshishin betzina letzorach hamoed. People who crush grain and do things like that are allowed to do it privately when there's a tzorach hamoed. Rabbi Yossi Yomer d'shus Tzipori, the people in Tzipori who would crush grain, heinuch ramas v'shali doshin kalikar. They wouldn't do it at all on chol hamoed. So main point number two is, even though the Tanakama allows doing certain malachos privately letzorach hamoed, Rabbi Yossi says there are many that are machmir to not even do it privately, to not do it at all, to not do these malachos at all. Amar Abaye, chilka. Now we're just going to define what these wheat grinders do, these grain grinders. What are these things? Chilka, we said in the Mishnah that the word chilka is wheat that's chadal tati, that's cut into two pieces. Targis is chadal tlas, is wheat that's cut into three pieces. Tisni, chadal arba. Tisni is also wheat, but each kernel is cut into four pieces. Kiyas Ravdimi amar kunta. Ravdimi said, no. Chilka is not wheat at all that's cut up. It's kosemis. It's a different grain entirely. So it's asking about mesive. So now we have to try to figure out who's right. Is the difference between chilka and targis and tusni, it's all wheat, it's just a matter of how cut up they are, or is chilka something else entirely? So Gemara's in Meisve, we'll ask a kasha. Chilka targis v'tisni t'mein b'kal makom. These things are always considered to be huchshar l'kabel tum. In order for food to become tame, it has to first come into contact with a liquid. Well, these things always came into contact with water already. So wait a second. Bishlam l'man d'yamar chadu l'tarti l'tas l'arba v'shamachi t'mein b'kal makom d'yiskasher. I understand very well if you assume that this is cut up wheat, that's even each kernel has either been cut up into two pieces, three pieces, or four pieces. I understand why you assume that it came into contact with water, because you can't cut up the grain until you soften it first by making it wet. Elamadim or kunta, but if we're just talking, if chilka just means a different type of grain, then it might remain become lakum. Why would we assume automatically that it became wet and it's going to be able to become tame? Hello is kashur. Where did it ever become mukshur the kabal tumu? When did it ever become wet? So says Gemara kagonda mikalpan. No, we're talking about this type of grain that the shell has been peeled off of. Do you love the shor lubimaya, love mikalpa? There's no way to peel the shell off until you soak it. So it could even be talking about this type of grain. It doesn't necessarily have to be talking about wheat that's been chopped up. Vamai korile chilka. Why would they call it chilka? The shakal chilkayu, because the smooth outer layer has been removed. So chalak means smooth. So Gemara says, okay, we'll try a different proof. Meisvei hanodim min adagun. If a person takes a neder that he's not going to get any hana'a from grain, aser af bepula mitriyave, she's not even allowed to get hana from Egyptian beans that are dry, umutr balach, but he is allowed to get hana from moist Egyptian beans, umutr ba'orez, and he's allowed to get hana from rice because it's not a grain, and bechilka v'targis v'tisni, and he's allowed to get hana from chilka targis and tisni. If chilka, targis, and tisni are wheat that's been cut into two, into three, into four, I understand very well that he's allowed to get hana from these things to nafkalumitaras dagan, because once you chop them up into tiny pieces, it's not called grain anymore. But if you hold it's just a different type of grain, dagan ma'alyahu, then it really should be called grain, and he should not be allowed to get hana from these things. So kasha, that's a difficulty. So next main point, machlokas, whether chilka is just describing how wheat is cut, a cut type of wheat, or whether it's referring to a different grain entirely, we conclude that it must be talking about a cut wheat, cut pieces of wheat. Now, the Gemara finishes off the parak by discussing, the Mishnah said that people who sell fruits and clothing and kelim can sell privately for tzorach hamoed. So the Gemara is going to say, when is it that you could even sell publicly? Rav Huna sharlu lahanu krufyasa. Rav Huna allowed those people who sold spices, lemezul lezbuni kirchayu b'shuka, to sell in a normal way, in a public way, on chol hamoed, in the markets. Esir Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana asked Rav Huna that it says in a bright that chanas psucha l'stav. If you have a store that opens up into an area that's surrounded by benches and people go there to sit, posech v'noel kedarko, you could open and close it in the normal way. Since it's open to a private type of area, it's not considered a very public selling. But psucha l'rishas harabim, but if it's opened into the rishas ram, posech achas v'noel achas, you got to keep one window of the store open and the other one closed in order that it should look different than than the way you sell the whole rest of the year, so that everyone will realize that you're only selling because it's a tzorech hamoed. So the erev yom tov ha'achron shel chag, but on erev yom tov, on erev of the last days of yantiv, motzi ma'atar shuki ir beperos, take out all the fruits and bring it out and make the streets look beautiful, dressed up with all these fruits, b'shvil kavod yom tov ha'achron, for the sake of the honor of the last days of yantiv, that everyone sees on erev of the last days of yantiv, you have all these fruits out in the market. B'mnei kavod yom tov ha'achron in, shalom b'mnei kavod yom tov lo, but it sounds like it's only for the kavod yom tov ha'achron that you're allowed to do this. And this is a kashan Rav Huna, who allowed people who were selling spices to sell in a public way on all the days of Chol HaMoed, not just on Erev, the last days of Yantiv. Says Mar Lo Kasha, Habipiri, Habitavlin. No, when we said that, when the Braisa says you're not allowed to sell publicly, that's fruits. When we say you are allowed to sell publicly on the rest of the days of Chol HaMoed, that's spices that could last a long time, and everyone knows that people who are buying spices are buying them for a few days later for Yantiv. So even if it's just the first day of Chol HaMoed, everyone realizes that if it's spices, people are buying it for the last days of Yantiv. So last main point in the Perek, we allow selling spices in a public way throughout Chol HaMoed, and fruits in a public way on the last day of Chol HaMoed. Hadron Alach Misha Habach Be'ezras Hashem. Next time we will start Perek Ve'ilu Megalchin, the largest and last Perek of Maseches Moed Katan.